Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Strengthening U.S.-India ties could lead to conversations about religious freedoms in India. Then, a ministry prepares to launch the gospel further in Guinea. In our first story, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump a week ago today. As the countries move to strengthen political ties, Christians pray India's religious freedom issues will be addressed too. 12 Indian states currently have anti-conversion laws in place. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World.
This has been, of course, the way that the pro-Hindu forces have been able to stay within the Constitution of India, which guarantees freedom of religion. And say it's fine if you are whatever religion you are, but you can't convert from one to another.
Minority Christians especially feel the brunt, says Podaiti. The law's language is open to broad interpretation. Under them, worship services or even stating what you believe about God can be restricted. Meanwhile, Hinduism enjoys political support. Millions in India are currently celebrating a multi-week Hindu festival called Kumbh Mela. Contrast that with sobering statistics about 2024.
Somewhere nearing 800 incidences of violence, attacks on churches, arrests on false conversion charges, attacks on pastors and their families and on congregations, averaging more than two events per day in the country.
Please pray that India's religious freedom concerns won't be sidelined for political advantages. Next, as blasphemy cases increase in Pakistan, some families are crying foul. Hundreds of young people are being taken to court, charged with online blasphemy against Islam. But is there an organized group entrapping them? A high court in Pakistan has called for a commission to investigate. What do these realities mean for accused Muslims, Christians, and other minorities today? Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says that in Pakistan,
it's not innocent until proven guilty. It's guilty until proven innocent. Their court date could take a while in coming to be. So they're sitting in prison. Often their families are suffering because now they have a family member in prison, and that family member could be a breadwinner.
Prison isn't always the worst thing that can happen. Vigilante justice before the police show up is a real danger. Ravel says the blasphemy law is easily twisted against people, and it needs to be changed. Pray for investigators.
Pray that these commissioners would take this job seriously and that they would be able to communicate and connect with, you know, organizations that have been tracking blasphemy law abuses for many years to be able to weigh in on the subject.
We know when Christ returns, he'll bring perfect justice to every wrong thing done. Would you ask God to work justice into reality in Pakistan ahead of that day? Pray for bold gospel witness. And one of West Africa's Muslim-majority nations, Guinea, is home to dozens of unreached people groups. Believers in Guinea partner with World Missionary Press to make Jesus known. WMP's Helen Williams has worked with the same contact for 22 years and says recently,
he sent me a list of tribes that they had reached out to, some on the border with Mali.
This partner has big plans for 2025.
Their goal is to train 150 evangelists. They want to see a vibrant Christian community of Jesus followers in Guinea that will do multiplication of disciples.
Gospel literature in French supports these endeavors and more.
That's what's so good about the booklets. It doesn't necessarily need the full presentation. If there's opportunity, that's wonderful. But if there's not, the word is still passed on.
Ask God to give WMP and its partner in Guinea wisdom.
We'll be sending 6 million pieces, and it needs to be used as the Lord would want it to be used, and used judiciously, if you will.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We welcome donations, financial support, because we don't charge for this. We provide it, we ship it, and we try to keep it going. When I started this, we were doing maybe one container every 2 years. Now we're doing two or three a year for these countries.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.